The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Well, Rob, some good times out there in qualifying for this Kim Allen Memorial, but there was a couple of times where these guys were hitting some rough stuff over there in turn number four.
I'll tell you what, though, looking at the lap times that everybody's putting in, the track is pretty fast tonight. I was impressed to see some of the low times out there, guys getting down into the 15s. That's really fast for a late model around this racetrack.
Yeah, we had talked earlier. You thought the track might be a little slick and the times might be a little higher, but they were really digging it and getting down there in the times.
Yeah, I thought when I walked around the track earlier that it looked like it was kind of dried out maybe a little bit. I thought maybe there should be some more water on it, but it looks like Larry Thacker did a really nice job of getting this track prepped. It's still slinging a lot of sand up in the air, but I'm not seeing a lot of dust flying. It's moist dirt, and the guys seem to really be hooking up out there.
Well, the last time we were here, it was really cold, really dry, so it was really tough for these guys to get hooked up to this racetrack. Ivan at Lloyd came on strong in the second half of the race. Now, looks like he's had his problems in the hot laps, so he's going to have to start back in the pack for this one. Tough time for Ivan at Lloyd.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he gets that car going. He was unable to make qualifying. We saw him stop on the back stretch over there during the hot laps. We'll hope to see Ivan out there. He is definitely a strong competitor, won the last time out here, so I'd like to see how he does in the B mains.
Well, Rob, it's been a long 2008 season for all of us. We've traveled from here all the way to East Alabama, Georgia, but it's been quite a successful season. We've seen some of the best dirt late model racing anywhere in the country.
You know, and it just keeps getting better and better as these guys all race with each other and they get to know each other and get used to being on the racetrack with each other. The racing has just been getting phenomenal. And as this season comes, you know, winding down to a close, one of the best races I've seen was just the last race that we had at East Bay Raceway Park. What a phenomenal show.
Absolutely phenomenal. You know, Jackie Nosbusch led almost every lap of that race, came down to it. The leaders had caught lap traffic. Josh Peacock showed his, you know, little bit of youth, a little bit of knowledge, made his way and patience and took the lead with two laps left to go. Took that win in the crate motor, first win for the crate motor for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Yeah, Josh Peacock's been getting better and better all season with us, and I think going around to different racetracks has really helped his program out quite a bit. East Bay Raceway Park, he's always strong at anyway, and with all the experience that he's gained in our series, he is really getting to be an up-and-coming driver.
Well, a couple of drivers to keep an eye on. You know, Sean Smith had his share of wins last month. You know, one win at East Bay and a couple other wins during the course of the month. You know, Johnny Collins, like you said, only one bad run with us, and it was right here at Hendry County Speedway, protecting a pretty good lead. But the Magic Man, Mark Whitener, right there, who has had some really good runs with us too.
Yeah, Mark Whitener's really going to put the pressure on Collins tonight. I think Whitener would like to take the win in both series. He is leading the National Late Model Series currently. He runs second in our series. And, boy, what a feather in his cap it would be to win both series in 1 year.
No doubt about it. You know, one other thing we got to put a shout-out to is the director of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, Ken Kenny. What a series he's put together this year in 2008. And I'll tell you what, just looking at the schedule for next year and the events we got signed up, looks like 2009 is going to be even better.
Yeah, this series just keeps growing and growing, and it's been phenomenal to be a part of it. And anybody that was skeptical about Kenny's abilities, you know, early on in this series, we've put all that to rest, and I think everybody wants to jump on and be a part of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series for 09.
No doubt about it, Rob. And, Rob, it's been a pleasure working with you this year and everybody else that connected with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, and I'm just looking forward to 2009.
Yeah, this has been a great adventure for me, you know, because I've been down here in Hendry County Speedway for about 4 or 5 years doing the announcing for this local racetrack, and I've certainly enjoyed being a part of Hendry County Speedway, but the opportunity for me to go out and get to see some of these other racetracks that I've never gotten the chance to go to. I mean, everybody talks about East Alabama. What a phenomenal facility. I'm really glad that I got the chance to go up there. I think Volusia was probably one of the best run shows that we saw this year. They really know how to put on a race at Volusia. There's a lot of things that can be learned by everybody by going around all these different tracks. You know, the drivers are learning and our crews are learning that work for the series. And I think 09 is just going to be everything's getting better and better.
Well, as with any series or any track anywhere in the country, you know, car counts do drop down towards the end of the season. But you got to say, this season, the phenomenal car counts we've had, 40, 50 cars, peaking at 63 cars at Volusia County Speedway. I haven't seen a series in the United States doing this well with anything.
And it's certainly not a series this far south. You know, down here it just doesn't seem to be the dirt racing capital, but we are quickly with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. We're turning all that around, and people are looking our way. People want to get involved with these racetracks down in the south because, you know, what we're doing and the crowds that we're bringing out to the shows, and it's really been a great thing to be a part of.
Well, I just want to let everybody know out there listening on the internet, RealRacingUSA.com will be back next year in 2009. We'll be broadcasting all the races for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, and we've got some special things coming up. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Series Director Ken Kenny.
Thank you very much, Rick, and I appreciate all the people that are here, and I appreciate, Rob, everything you've done. Most of all the people here know you. You did a real good job here as an announcer when you're here. I appreciate the staff of New Henry County Speedway preparing the racetrack, the owners, both Chris and Donna. I appreciate them, Larry Thacker and Sherry, and all of my staff for pulling this together. Now, I'd like to thank the fans tremendously for following the series all year. Everywhere we've been, there's been a big following. There's a lot of people that go to most all of our races. And I want to take a couple minutes, though, now and get away from racing and talk about what this race means to me and what it means to the community. You know, we've got some programs passed around, but I'm going to read what the program says for a couple minutes. And then Kim Allen was my partner, you know, in the mobile home business. And prior to that, he was a banker. But I'm going to read a little something about Kim. Kim passed away last year, and Kim didn't have an enemy in Clewiston or LaBelle. He was pretty much friends with everybody that knew him. And here's what was written. It says, on April 17, 2007, Henry County lost one of its favorite sons when Kim Allen lost his valiant battle against colon cancer. Kim was a wonderful father of five, a good husband, and an excellent businessman, a friend of many, and most of all, a good man. For those who knew Kim, he has been missed dearly. For those who didn't, it is definitely a tragic loss for the community. Many will remember Kim as vice president, branch manager of Clewiston National Bank from 1982 to 1993 and owner of Central Mobile Homes in Clewiston from 1993 until his death. He loved the outdoors, scuba, camping, airboating, and the Everglades. On October 25th, the New Henry County Speedway, located just north of the intersection of Highway 80, where we sit today, is hosting the first ever Kim Allen Memorial. This race is being held in the honor of the life of Kim Allen to raise money for the Henry County School ESE program, where Kim Allen's widow, Sandy, is currently employed. What we're going to do is we're going to bring the Allen family around in a beautiful Dodge sponsored by LaBelle Dodge. LaBelle Dodge today is the official pace vehicles of the Kim Allen Memorial and the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Sandy Allen, as I said, is the you know, the late wife of or the widow of Kim Allen. She works for the ESE program, and we went to her a year later and wanted to put this together. We asked her what Kim, you know, what we should do with the money, and they wanted it to go to the ESE program, to the special children, because of the way the economy is right now, the cuts affect those programs before they affect most others. And these kids generally find peace at school, even if they have very little peace in their life. His children, he has five children. Three of them are here today: Mallory Allen, Josh Allen, and Madison Allen. All of LaBelle. All of them were. Mallory graduated last year, and Josh is a senior, plays football for LaBelle Cowboys. And Madison attends school, and I believe Madison is in middle school. You know, it's kind of a touching moment for me. I've known Kim since I was just out of high school, and Kim was real special to me. And what we're going to do is we're going to do something special for the kids and fans tonight. During the intermission, or right before we run the Kim Allen Memorial, which will be a 51-lap race to celebrate the life of Kim, we're going to stop all the cars on the front straightaway and let all the kids go out and meet the drivers who make this happen for us. You know, this series is for the fans, and again, it's not about me. I had the idea, and that's about it, and my staff and the fans and the drivers make it happen, and the car owners and sponsors. You know, when the family comes by, I'd really like to give them a hand. And, you know, we're going to stop them here on the straightaway. And then Kaylin Dahl, also a student at LaBelle. Yeah, Kaylin graduated from LaBelle. in 07, and she's going to sing the national anthem, and then we're going to have a couple minutes of silence. And like I said, too, Kim would want us to celebrate tonight, not to be sad, for the people that knew him. And when the drivers go out on the front straightaway, we're going to collect pledges, or anybody that like to donate anything. If they donate 50 cents, a dollar to the ESE program, it'll go to a very good program. Let's give them a hand. I appreciate it. That's a beautiful family of the late Kim Allen. Now I'm going to turn the mic over. That's a beautiful Dodge provided by LaBelle Dodge, both the truck and the car. They were quick to help us out on this. And, so if you're in the market for a new vehicle, patronize LaBelle Dodge and the other Plattner stores in the area. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Kaylin Dahl for the national anthem. Thank you.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you very much, Kaylin. That was beautiful. And fans, get ready to get on your feet and watch some awesome racing tonight. I'm going to turn you back over to Cowboy Rob Kohler, and we'll get ready to go racing here.
All right, everybody, we are just about to get underway with the B-Mains in the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. And I want to thank everybody for coming out here tonight and joining us for it. I am the Cowboy Rob Kohler. Glad to be back out here at Hendry County Speedway. It's been several months for me. I wasn't able to make it for the October 11th race when we all showed up out here to get things back underway for the fall. I understand there was some really good racing out here, and there's much more to come tonight. Late models, you should already be in the staging area for your B-Mains. All late models for the B-Mains, you should already be in the staging area. All right, word on the street, Tim Powers, your cousin, your family's waiting for you down by the peanut trailer there. So, Tim, head on down to the peanut trailer and meet your family. Y'all spoken here.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to Ken Kenny Sr. He's 70 years old today, so happy birthday, Mr. Kenny. So, once again, want to congratulate Keith Nosbusch. He's your Ziegler Racing Engines Fast Qualifier winner. Ziegler Racing Engines is the proud sponsor of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series Fast Qualifier Award. Ziegler Racing Engines has been building racing engines for over 22 years. Ziegler Racing Engines takes pride on their one-to-one relationship with their customers, their hands-on service, and their long relationship with their parts distributors, and the ultimate performance and success on the racetrack. Ziegler Racing Engines is located at 14421 60th Street North in Clearwater, Florida. Phone number 727-538-9092. Just ask for Clay or Rebecca Ziegler. Ziegler Racing Engines, the sponsor of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series Fast Qualifier Award.
Now, you want to know something that's it's kind of an interesting statistic that I've got in my head for you here is 15.6, is that where he was at for the fast time?
15.623.
You know, believe it or not, four-cylinder motorcycle-powered mini sprints have come out here and run comparable lap times. You know, of course, we're talking about a car that weighs one quarter of the weight of these late models.
Probably less than that, actually.
But they've come out here and run comparable lap times with that, which is actually pretty impressive to me that that you can do that, because, boy, I'll tell you what, the most exciting racing that I've ever seen has been the dirt late models, and they've definitely got the horsepower and the ability to get the traction down to the racetracks.
Once again, I want to thank everybody out there on RealRacingUSA.com for tuning in tonight. Got some exciting racing action getting ready to come your way as we get the cars lined up over in the pits. Get ready for our B-Mains.
Folks, just a few more moments before we get underway with the B-Mains, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. You got one last chance to grab you a cold drink or a quick snack and get back to your seat as we're going to get underway with the program in about five more minutes. We'll be starting at 7:30 promptly, just as promised.
All right, Rob, top 10 cars from qualifying are locked in. We're going to run two B-Mains, 14 cars, seven in each B-Main for the remainder of the lineup for tonight's United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series race.
And in a strange twist of fate, it's been leaked out to us that Ivan Lloyd, the feature winner last time the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series was here, is not going to be able to make the race. He's obviously had a problem with that car that is unfixable here at the racetrack, and he is going to be unable to participate tonight. Tough break for Ivan and Lloyd. I know he had to drive quite a ways to get here.
Yeah, absolutely a tough break for the professor, Ivan and Lloyd. Lloyd been running a ton of races this year, a lot of super late model races, won a couple of races with us here in the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. So tough break to see the professor, Ivan and Lloyd, not make this show tonight. Okay, up here in the tower with us right now, we got Jack Smith of Real Racing USA. Jack, this year we've broadcast almost every race for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Next year we got a lot more big plans coming up for this series.
Yeah, but it's been fun. We do plan to broadcast all of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series races again next year live over the internet, and hopefully we're going to upgrade the technical quality and certain other things to make it a little more of a better broadcast anyway.
And we're going to try and get them to put an escalator in at Waycross so we can get all the equipment up there too, right?
Yeah, especially for me. But, yeah, like tonight when we're broadcasting this, there will be people all over Florida as well as Georgia and a few other places outside the state of Florida listening. So it's pretty cool.
Got a presentation later on this evening for Inside Florida Racing's Driver of the Month for Roger Krause, going to be out there on the front stretch later on. Of course, we got an autograph session with all our drivers. For the kids, before we start our 51-lap feature, the Kim Allen Memorial right here from New Hendry County Speedway. So stay tuned. We're going to bring the racing action to you just in a few minutes.
Once again, all late models should be in the staging area. All late models, you need to be in the staging area for your B-Mains. Now, that is the late models that have to run the B-Mains. The top 10 are qualified in. Already, the field is set, the top 10 cars.
Attention in the pits, attention in the pits. All drivers, if you are in the B-Main, you should be in staging right now.
All right, Rick, here they come. Fans, get ready. The first race of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series events this evening. The first B-Main rolling out onto the racetrack now.
All right, your lineup for B-Main number one, starting on the front row. On the pole in the 5C, it'll be the locomotive, Johnny Collins, your points leader. On the outside of the front row in the number 32, it'll be Roger Krause. The 24 will be Dennis Williams. The 1N, Jordy Nipper. The 1W, Shane Williams. The 5K will be Ryan Mitchell. And the 35, Christian Augsburger. 10 laps in B-Main number one to set the final lineup. For tonight's 51-lap Kim Allen Memorial right here from New Hendry County Speedway.
Wow, Rick, what would you ever figure that Johnny Collins would have to race his way into the – well, I guess he's not racing his way in. Everybody's going to make the show, but he has to race his, for his position in the B-Mains. I would have thought Johnny Collins would have made the top 10.
Well, once again, you got to remember, his worst finish was right here at this racetrack. And, of course, with that good points lead, he's probably tiptoeing around this place right now to protect that points lead.
Yeah, well, I don't think qualifying is the time to be tiptoeing, though.
So the car is taking a couple pace laps around the track right now. Going to feel this one out once again. Like Rob was saying, a different look here with watching the Johnny Collins have to race his way in for a position in the feature race.
Flagman giving this field the one-to-go signal. We will go green on the next time by. Everybody get ready for some good racing out here at Hendry County Speedway.
All right, the field lined up side by side as they head down the backstretch. Johnny Collins and Roger Krause pace them down into turn number three. Here we come at a turn number four to the cone. Green flag waves, we're underway. Krause and Collins lead the field down into turn number one, side by side as they exit turn number two. Down the back stretch they go. Roger Krause on the outside. Collins on the inside, down into turn number three. The 24 of Dennis Williams in that third position. At a turn number four, now Roger Krause takes the lead at the stripe. He'll lead the pack down into turn number one. Johnny Collins in the second position. Dennis Williams is third. Jordy Nipper into one end. Then Shane Williams on the outside. Collins running right back up on the inside. Got the lead by a nose as they cross the stripe. Johnny Collins working that low line now. He'll take the lead coming out of turn number two. Roger Krause back into the second position. Dennis Williams still holding on to third. Jordy Nipper closing in on the 24. Hits the berm over in turn number four. Dennis Williams will hold on to that third position. Roger Krause now trying to work that low line, trying to close back in on the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Collins sending a rooster tail as they head down the backstretch. Coming out of turn number four, it'll be Collins, Krause, Williams, Nipper, and Mitchell. Field goes down into turn number three. Roger Krause closing within a half a car length now as they'll get the halfway sign this time by. Shane Williams in the 1W, slow as he tries to exit the speedway. He'll make his way back into the pits. Tough break for the 1W of Shane Williams. He'll try to get that car repaired. Get back out here for the feature race later on this evening. Johnny Collins looks like he's found his groove around this racetrack now as he starts to pull away from the 32 of Roger Krause. 24 of Dennis Williams still holding on to third. Jordy Nipper trying to take that position, but he'll drop back as they head down the backstretch. Field starting to spread out now. Oh, Roger Krause, a little bit of problems over in turn number two. Keeps it pointed in the right direction, but loses ground to your leader, the five of Johnny Collins, as they'll get the double sticks. Two laps left to go this time by. Your points leader, Johnny Collins, really looking good now as he's found that working line around New Hendry County Speedway. A little bit of roughness over there in turn number four, bouncing as they come out of turn number four, white flag in hand. But Collins continues to separate himself between the second place car, the 32 of Roger Krause. Now is Dennis Williams going to take a stab at that second position? At a turn number four, your first B main winner will be Johnny Collins, Roger Krause, Dennis Williams, and Jordy Nipper. A couple cars that dropped out, Ryan Mitchell in the 5K and the 1W of Shane Williams. So, interesting first B main. Johnny Collins looks like he's sorting it out, getting ready for that 51 lapper.
Let's give him a big round of applause. First race winner tonight, Johnny Collins in the 5C. He is the points leader in the United Dirt Late Models Challenge Series at this point in time. Johnny, what's the racetrack feel like, buddy?
Well, I think if we had one of them motocross bikes, we'd have a lot more fun. But everybody's on the same racetrack tonight, so we're gonna race for all these fans that showed up tonight to support us. We appreciate everybody that's here. We're going to have a ball. That's what we're going to have. We're going to have some fun.
All right, everybody. Johnny Collins wins the first B-Main for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series as the second B-Main rolls out onto the racetrack.
So, Johnny Collins, the winner in the first B-Main here for the Kim Allen Memorial at New Hendry County Speedway. Gets his picture taken down there on the front stretch. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause to the B-Main winner, Johnny Collins. So just getting word that Ivan and Lloyd broke a motor in that hot lap session. He's loaded it up on the trailer. Want to thank Ivan and Lloyd for making the drive all the way down here to New Hendry County Speedway. Try to defend that win he had back in March. But tough break for the professor, Ivan and Lloyd. Rolling around the speedway right now, it'll be B-Main number two. Starting on the pole in the 7C, it'll be Kent Corbin. The B69 will be Ryan Bernhardt. 26 will be Adam Biedenbaugh. 02 will be Travis Roden. And the 44 of Tim Powers.
All right, let's hear it, local fans. Tim Powers is going to go out there and try and do it in a limited late model. Out here challenging the big boys. And we know this guy knows his way around this racetrack. We're going to see if he can overcome that horsepower disadvantage that he has and try and run with these boys. I'll tell you what, though, Kent Corbin, he'd like to take a B-Main win. He is trying to break his way into the top 10 in this point series so he can earn himself a spot at the awards banquet coming up on the 22nd.
You know, from fifth on back, it's really a tight battle moving up into that top 10. Anybody could move a ton of positions in tonight's racing action. Also next week at East Bay Raceway Park, the final race of the season for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Race director Billy Osborne gives the drivers their last-minute instructions as they head down the backstretch. They'll come to the flag stand, get the signal, one lap to go. All right, cars lining up side by side now as they head down into turn number three. Coming to the cone in turn number four, Flagman, green flag in hand. Here we go. Green's out. We're underway. Three wide as they cross the stripe. Down into turn number one. Ken Corbin way up high. Adam Biedenball down low now. Ken Corbin sideways. He'll take the lead. Coming out of turn number two. Down into turn number four now. Coming out, it'll be Ken Corbin, your leader. Adam Biedenball in the second position. Then the 69 of Ryan Bernhardt. Bernhardt trying to work that high line. With the 0-2 machine up, Travis Roden in the 4 spot. Tim Powers in the 44. Biedenball now challenging for that top spot as they come out of turn number 4. But it'll be Corbin still holding on to the lead as they go down into 1. And Ken Corbin going sideways. Ken Corbin going sideways. Tim Powers down into the infield. Green flag stays out on the speedway. So Adam Biedenball take the top spot. Ken Corbin with that bobble will move back into the second position. In the third spot, the number 69 of Ryan Bernhardt. Then the 0-2 of Travis Roden. Tim Powers losing a lot of ground as he had to cut through the infield, do a little agricultural racing. A lot of space between himself and the fourth place car of Roden. Field stringing out now as they go down into turn number one. Biedenball continues to lead. Corbin in the second spot. Bernhardt in the 69 and the 0-2 of Roden. They'll come to the halfway sign as they go under the flag stand this time by. Kent Corbin now moving in on the 26 of Biedenball. Gets right up on the quarter panel, but Biedenball back on the gas. Leads him down into 3. Biedenball right up on that rut now as Corbin right on his back bumper. But Biedenball continues to lead as they go down into 1. Now Bernhardt going to make a challenge for that second position. Gets a little crossed up over in turn number 2. Gathers it back up. They head down the backstretch into turn number 3. Turn number 4, they'll cross the stripe. Biedenball, Corbin, Bernhardt and Roden, your top four. Double sticks, 2 laps left to go for Adam Biedenbaugh. He's looking for this win in the second B main of the evening for tonight's Kim Allen Memorial later on this evening. White flag comes out. One more lap left to go as the 69 of Bernhardt gets close to that front stretch wall, keeps it off. And at turn number 4, B main winner, it'll be the 26 of Biedenbaugh, the 7 of Corbin, 69 of Bernhardt, the 0-2 of Travis Roden. So good run for the 26 of Adam Biedenball as he'll bring that car down to the front stretch. We'll turn it over to Cowboy Rob down there on the front stretch.
I want to remind all the street stocks, you need to be in the staging area for your feature now. All street stocks should be in the staging area for your feature now. Let's get a big round of applause for Adam Biedenball as he climbs out of the race car. Great job, Adam. Tell me a little bit about it. You got out there in a tough start there. You guys were 3 wide down the front straightaway. You kind of had to back off and let them have it as you went down into turn number 1 and race your way up. How'd the track feel?
It was real loose. Felt like we kind of had it going into 1, but like you said, everybody was in the race. We let him go and got back around him a little bit later.
Later on there was a little tie-up coming out of turn number 2, and you had to kind of get on the binders there. You'd hate to tear up a race car this early in the night with only 5 of you in the race. Were you a little scared there?
Yeah, there wasn't no use tearing the car up right then. I tried to turn him loose, but he wanted it bad for a B-main, but we come out on top.
All right, everybody, Adam Biedenbaugh takes the win. A little bit of big sheet metal, but he's got him a B-main win, and we're coming up to the Street Stock feature event.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for your second B-Main winner, Adam Biedenball. Central Sheds and Trailers for your best deal on a utility shed or trailer. Give Central Sheds and Trailers a call at 863-675-8888. They specialize in all kinds of trailer and utility building needs. Once again, that's some late models! All right, down here with me right now, I've got Ken Kenny's daughter, Brittany. Brittany, let's give him the 4 most famous words in motorsports.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Fire them up! Let's go, late model racing! All right, the field roars to life here at New Hendry County Speedway as we get ready to go. 51 laps in the Kim Allen Memorial. $7,000 to win on the line. Justin Choquette with the draw of the pill will start on the pole. Jackie Nosbusch on the outside. Keith Nosbusch in the second row. And Sean Smith on the outside. Once again, the website for listening live over the internet is realracingusa.com. That's realracin.com. Realracingusa.com. Once again, I want to thank all you internet listeners out there on realracingusa.com. Join us in this race here at New Hendry County Speedway. All right, your lineup for the 51 lap Kim Allen Memorial coming to you live from New Hendry County Speedway. Starting on the pole in 97, it'll be Justin Choquette. On the outside of the front row in the number 12, it'll be Jackie Nosbusch. Inside row number 2, the 101 of Keith Nosbusch. The 17SS, it will be Sean Smith. The 5W, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. 26 will be Dylan Wood. The 21P, it'll be Josh Peacock. And the 95, it's Philip Cobb. The 33 will be Jeff Matthews. The 70 is Jeff Choquette. The 5C, the locomotive, Johnny Collins. The 26B will be Adam Beanbaugh. The 32, Roger Kraus. And the 7C, it'll be Kent Corbin. All right, New Hendry County Speedway, get up on your feet. Give them a wave. They're waving back at you. The stars and cars of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. The 7C will be Kent Corbin. The 24, Dennis Williams. The B69, Ryan Bernhardt. The 1N will be Jordy Nipper. The 02, Travis Roden. The 1W will be Shane Williams. Tim Powers in the 44. Ryan Mitchell in the 5K. And the 00, Billy Costello. That'll be your lineup for the 51 lap, $7,000 to win, Kim Allen Memorial. Flagman shows the field, the one to go sign. Second to the last race for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. The locomotive, Johnny Collins, is your points leader. 130 points over the 5W of Mark Whitener. Whitener starting in the fifth position. Hendry County Speedway, get up on your feet. They come to the line in turn number 4. The green flag waves. We're underway. Already going 3 wide as they cross the stripe down into turn number 1. Jackie Nosbusch will take the top spot. Justin Choquette. And caution on the speedway. The 5W of Mark Whitener. So Whitener is not wanting to start his evening that way. Facing the wrong way on the racetrack. No damage to that race car. So Mark Whitener going around in turn number 1. We will get a complete restart. Field gets lined up back side by side. They'll cross under the flag stand and get the one to go sign. Justin Choquette, Jackie Nosbusch on the front row. That first third, Jackie Nosbusch looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Took a 2-car length lead going down into 1 till the 5W of Whitener went around bringing out that caution flag. Pulling those belts tight one more time as they head down the backstretch. Field heads down into turn number 3. RPM starting to come out as they come out of turn number 4. Green flag in hand. We're back underway. And already 3 wide. And then once again, it's Jackie Nosbusch leading the way down into turn number 1. 3 wide, beating and banging, coming out of turn number 2. Down the backstretch they go. Jackie Nosbusch, your leader. Keith Nosbusch down low. Nosbusch in the second position now, trying to gain in on the 12 of Nosbusch. Whitener in the third position. With the number 95 of Cobb in the fourth spot. Sean Smith in the 17 in the fifth spot. Got a car up against the front stretch wall. So one lap in the book. And it looks like Justin Choquette, who sat on the pole right here under the flag stand. Some of the sponsors of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, Terry and Virginia Rye of United Land Clearing out of Orange Park, Florida. Also, Tommy's Towing, the official towing company of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. They're located at 7277 North Nebraska Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Phone number 813-236-7116, Tommy's Towing. Also, Southern Style Motorsports, Matt Combs out of Jacksonville, Florida. Phone number is 904-388-0903. So the number 97 of Choquette headed to the pits. Also got to thank LaBelle Dodge out of LaBelle, Florida, helping us out tonight with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Also, realracingusa.com. Every Monday night, you can listen to Inside Florida Racing with CeCe Brooks and Rob Bonehead Elting for all the Florida news across the state of Florida. Inside Florida Racing, only on realracingusa.com. Jackie Nosbusch is your leader. Keith Nosbusch in the second spot. Mark Whitener is third. 95 of Philip Cobb up to the fourth position. Sean Smith in the 17SS is fifth. Dylan Wood in the 26, followed by the 70 of Jeff Choquette. 33 of Jeff Matthews. Johnny Collins in the number 5. Adam Beatenball, the 26. Roger Krause in the 32, the 7C of Kent Corbin. Ryan Bernhardt in the 69B now as the field gets the 1-to-go sign. Peacock behind the number 69 of Bernhardt now as the field comes back to the restart. One lap in the books as they hit the cone in turn number 4. The green waves were back underway. Oh, man, big pileup on the front stretch. And we got one in the front stretch wall. Mark Whitener in the 5W. And Philip Cobb in the number 95 gets into the back of the 5W of Mark Whitener. And Cobb will be sent to the rear of the field. Philip Cobb in the number 95 will tag the tail end of the field as the 5W of Mark Whitener will hold his position. So a couple anxious moments here in the start of this 51 lap, $7,000 to win. Kim Allen Memorial right here coming to you from New Hendry County Speedway. For all the action for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, the 2009 schedule, rules, and everything else, go to UnitedDirtLateModels.com. That's UnitedDirtLateModels.com, the official website of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. So the 95 of Philip Cobb tags the tail end of the field. Jackie Nosbusch, Keith Nosbusch, Mark Whitener, Sean Smith, and Dylan Wood will be your top five. At the line in turn number 4, the green flag waves. We're back underway. And Johnny Collins looking on the inside of the number 33 of Jeff Matthews for that position as they come out of turn number 2. But it's the Nosbusch brothers leading the way down into 3. Jackie Nosbusch in the top spot. Gets a little sideways. Keith Nosbusch trying to close in. Mark Whitener in the 3rd spot. Then it's Sean Smith and Dylan Wood. 70 of Jeff Choquette now taking that high line way up high over in turn number 2. Caution flag on the speedway. Looks like the 00 of Billy Costello brings out the latest caution flag as he gets crossed up over in turn number 3. So Jeff Choquette, talked to him earlier tonight saying he might be overdriving the car. Said the car is really handling good. So he went way up high over in turn number 2. Jackie Nosbusch is your leader. Keith Nosbusch in the 2nd spot. Mark Whitener is 3rd. Sean Smith 4th. Dylan Wood 5th. He's followed by Jeff Choquette, Jeff Matthews, Johnny Collins, Adam Beatenball, Roger Krause, Kent Corbin, Ryan Bernhardt, Josh Peacock, Jordy Nipper, Travis Roden in the 02. Shane Williams in the 1, the 24 of Dennis Williams. Tim Powers in that 44 limited late model machine back there in the tail end of the field. Green flag comes back out. We're back underway. Field nose to tail now as they come out of 4, taking the green flag. Keith Nosbusch trying to close in. Track really starting to get a little rough now as they're bumping and banging, coming out of turn number 2. Field leads the way out of turn number 4. It's still Jackie Nosbusch, Keith Nosbusch, now Sean Smith in that 17SS. Starting to put a challenge on the 5W of Mark Whitener. Jeff Choquette in that number 70 car, looking on the inside of the 26 up Dylan Wood. Behind him, it's the 5 of Johnny Collins as he starts to make his way up through the field. A 33 of Jeff Matthews loses position to the 26 of Adam Beatenball. Side-by-side battle, drag race down the backstretch. The 101 of Keith Nosbusch on the inside of the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch. Still side-by-side as they come out of 4 and as they cross the stripe, the 101 of Keith Nosbusch takes over the top spot. The 12 of Jackie Nosbusch pulls back into the 2nd position. Mark Whitener still in 3rd. Sean Smith 4th. Dylan Wood in that 5th spot in the 6th position. Jeff Choquette in the number 70 car. 7th spot, the 5 of Johnny Collins. 26 of Adam Beatenball. The 7C of Kent Corbin. Corbin really starting to make his way up through the field. Got some pretty good ruts going in over there in turn number 4 now. But Keith Nosbusch looks like he's got it handled. He uses that low line over in turn number 1. Down the back stretch he'll go. He'll close in on the tail end of the field now. Billy Costello will be the first car to go a lap down. Nosbusch in that low line looks smooth coming out of 4. Here we go. Battle for the 3rd position between the 5W of Mark Whitener, 17SS of Sean Smith. Smith really known his way around this racetrack. As he puts the challenge on Whitener, able to hold him off as they head down the backstretch into turn number 3. Sean Smith gets a fender up on the quarter panel of the 5W Whitener. Whitener with the horsepower takes the position back down into one. Jeff Choquette now is trying to put the heat on the 26 of Dylan Wood. And Jeff Choquette on the inside of the 26 of Dylan Wood for that fifth spot. Up front, it's still the 101 of Keith Nosbusch. Jackie Nosbusch in second. Sean Smith makes the move, takes over that third spot with a 5W of Whitener back to the fourth position. And caution flag on the speedway. Caution flag on the speedway. Got a car facing the wrong direction over in turn number three. So Keith Nosbusch taking the lead over his brother, the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch. Sean Smith in the 17 up to that third position. Mark Whitener in the 5W moves back to fourth with Jeff Choquette in the 70 up to the fifth position. Dylan Wood in the sixth spot. Johnny Collins in seventh. Adam Biedenbaugh is eighth. Kent Corbin is ninth. And Josh Peacock, your 10th place car. Ryan Bernhardt behind him. Roger Krause. Philip Cobb coming back up through the field. Shane Williams in the one car. Jordy Nipper in the one end. 44 of Tim Powers at 24 of Dennis Williams. That's the field as we get ready to come back to green. They show him the one-to-go sign this time by. Jeff Choquette in that 70 car looking pretty good now as he's settling into back into the dirt car. Johnny Collins coming up from that 11th spot up to the 7th position now as they'll come to the stripe in turn number 4. The green flag will wave. We're back underway. Keith Nosbusch takes the field down into turn number 1 now. Top 10 cars nose to tail as they exit turn number 2 and head down the backstretch. Nosbusch still showing the way. Jackie Nosbusch in the second spot, closing in. But here comes the 17 as of Sean Smith. Sean Smith almost crossing it up. Gathers it back up. Holds on to that third position, but he's got the 70 of Choquette. Now Choquette moving up into that fourth spot. Here comes the magic man, Mark Whitener. Martin Whitener passes Choquette and Sean Smith. Caution flag on the speedway. So the Nosbusch brothers showing the way, but quite a battle for that third position. 17SS of Sean Smith in the third spot. Jeff Choquette in the 70, back up to fourth. Mark Wagner now back to fifth. Dylan Wood still in sixth. Johnny Collins in the seventh position. Adam Biedenbaugh, Kent Corbin, Josh Peacock, Roger Krause, Ryan Bernhardt, Shane Williams, Jordy Nipper, Troy Roden, Tim Powers, Dennis Williams, Billy Costello, and Philip Cobb make up the field as they get the one-to-go sign. 11 laps in the books in this 51-lap Kim Allen Memorial right here at New Hendry County Speedway as we get ready to come back to the green. Keith Nosbusch will nail the gas. The green will wave. We're back underway. Here comes the battle for that second position. Sean Smith dives down in the inside of the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch, and Sean Smith takes over the second spot. Battle for that fourth spot with the 5W of Whitener. He gets on the inside of the 70 of Choquette, loses ground as they go down into four. Oh, close one on the front stretch now as the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch holding the 70 of Choquette off. Choquette goes up high. Whitener into number five will take over that position. The 26 of Dylan Wood now working on the inside of the 70 of Choquette. Up front, the 17SS of Sean Smith trying to close in on the 101 of Keith Nosbusch. Keith Nosbusch, though, looks like he's got this track figured out now. He's got about an 8-car length lead over the second-place car of Sean Smith as the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch trying to close back in. Here comes Mark Whitener. Whitener on the outside of the 26 of Dylan Wood. They'll battle for that fourth spot as the 70 of Choquette's now starting to lose a little ground. Here comes Johnny Collins. Johnny Collins on the inside of Choquette. They'll go down the backstretch. Choquette able to hold him off this time. Dylan Wood still in that fourth spot. Whitener in fifth, Choquette in sixth, and here comes Johnny Collins on the inside of the 70. And once again, Billy Costello going around in turn number two brings out the caution flag. Keith Nosbusch is your leader, but up to the second spot, the showtime, Sean Smith in that 17SS on that last restart, shot by the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch for that second position. So he'll be lining up the 101 of Keith. Dylan Wood in the 26 up to fourth. Fifth is the 5 of Whitener. Sixth is Choquette. Seventh is Collins. Eighth is Biedenbaugh. Peacock up to ninth. And Roger Krause will round out the top 10. Nose to tail restart now as they come out of turn number 4. at the stripe. They'll take the green. We're back underway. And Keith Nosbusch with a good jump on the 17SS of Sean Smith. Keith Nosbusch once again pulling away from the 17SS of Sean Smith. Jackie Nosbusch holding on to third. He'll slide up high, though. Here comes the 26 of Dylan Wood. Dylan Wood looking for that third position. A little bit of contact, and Dylan Wood takes over the third spot. Mark Whitener going to try and follow him through now. And Travis Roden goes around over in turn number four. Caution flag on the speedway. So the 0-2 of Travis Roden brings out the caution flag. So the 101 of Keith Nosbusch continues to lead. So the 101 of Keith Nosbusch looking for his first win of the 2008 with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. He is your leader. Sean Smith in the second spot. Dylan Wood up to third. Jackie Nosbusch in fourth. Mark Whitener, your fifth place car. They fire in turn number four. The green flag waves. We're back underway. Now it's Mark Whitener trying to get on the inside of the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch for that fourth position. Nosbusch able to hold him off this time. Jeff Choquette in the sixth spot now closes in on the number five of Whitener. Behind him, the five of Johnny Collins. And here comes Jackie Nosbusch. Jackie Nosbusch back on the inside of the 26 of Dylan Wood. Moves back into that third position. Here comes Whitener. Whitener trying to take that spot. Dylan Wood now with drag race down the backstretch. Gets that inside run on the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch. Nosbusch still holding him off. Still holds on to that third position. Dylan Wood is fourth. Mark Whitener in fifth. Up front, your two top cars. The 101 of Keith Nosbusch. The 17SS of Sean Smith. Pulling away from that third place car. Dennis Williams gets off the track but gets back on it. Green flag stays out on the speedway. Racing all over this racetrack now. Josh Peacock works on the inside of the 26 of Adam Beatenbaugh for position. He'll try and close in on the number five of Johnny Collins. Keith Nosbusch into 1-1. Got a car slow over in turn number four. Looks like the 0-2 of Travis Roden. Caution flag back out on the speedway. 10th caution flag of the evening. So the 0-2 of Roden stalls on the speedway. He'll park it up there in turn number four. Gets a push. Tries to get that thing back underway. Keith Nosbusch continues to lead the way. Sean Smith in that second spot. Jackie Nosbusch is third. Dylan Wood fourth. And Mark Whitener, your fifth place car. Whitener trying to gain ground on the points leader, Johnny Collins. But Johnny Collins making his way up through the field. Between Whitener and Collins is the 70 of Jeff Choquette. They'll get the one-to-go sign as they cross the stripe. Behind Collins, the 26 of Beatenbaugh. 20 laps in the books. 20 laps in the books. In tonight's 51 laps, $7,000 to win, Kim Allen Memorial. And Nosbusch out of turn number four. Sean Smith trying to put the pressure on him, but Keith Nosbusch with the horsepower. Distance between himself and the 17SS of Sean Smith. Sean Smith also looking to be hit for his first win. Whitener down on the inside of the 26 of Dylan. Moves up into that fourth position. Here comes Dylan Wood battling back hard on the inside for that fourth spot. Johnny Collins up to the sixth position now as Jeff Choquette starts to fade back in the field. He's behind the 21 of Peacock and the 26 of Adam Beatenbaugh. Sliding and banging and beating and banging now as they go down into turn number one. It's still Keith Nosbusch, your leader. Sean Smith in the second spot. Keith Nosbusch is third. Mark Whitener fourth. And Dylan Wood now back up into that fifth position. Behind Wood is the five of Johnny Collins, the 26 of Beatenbaugh, the 21 of Peacock. Choquette in the 70, the 32 of Krause. Shane Williams in the number one. And looks like the five of Johnny Collins. Johnny Collins, your points leader, loops it over in turn number three. Caution flag on the speedway for the locomotive, Johnny Collins, as he loops it over in turn number three. And my mistake, the 26 of Adam Beatenbaugh. So it's Beatenbaugh bringing out the latest caution flag. Looks like Beatenbaugh tag on to the tail end of the field. So Johnny Collins hold on to that sixth position. Nosbusch, Smith, Nosbusch, Whitener, and Wood, your top five. Behind Dylan Wood, it's the 5 of Johnny Collins, the 21 of Peacock, the 70 of Choquette. Roger Krause, Shane Williams, Jordy Nipper, Ryan Bernhardt, Philip Cobb, Billy Costello, Kent Corbin, Dennis Williams, Tim Powers, and Adam Beatenball. Drivers really fighting a tough racetrack now as they go back down the backstretch. They've got the one-to-go sign, getting ready to go back to green flag racing. Here we go. At a turn number 4, the green flag's back out. We're back underway. Yeah, got a car going up high. Shane Williams into number 1. Lose a lot of ground to the rest of the field. Everybody else able to make it by now. Got some battles going on in the back of the field. Ryan Barnhart in the number 95, battling the 69. The 95 up Philip Cobb. 26 up Dylan Wood, now looking to make a move on the 5W Whitener. Whitener puts the gas down to the floor. He'll pull away from the 26 up Dylan Wood. All by himself in the 101. It's Keith Nosbusch now as Sean Smith holds on to that second spot. Keith Nosbusch in the third position, closing in. But here comes the 5W of Mark Whitener, the 26 up Dylan Wood. Top five cars, nose to tail as they come out of turn number 4 with Keith Nosbusch showing the way. Running in that sixth position, the 5 up Johnny Collins. 70 of Choquette, the 21 of Peacock. Jordy Nipper into one end. Philip Cobb into 95, the 32 of Roger Krause. Keith Nosbusch continues to extend his lead on the second place car of Sean Smith now. A couple more laps into 101 of Nosbusch will be catching the tail end of the field. Right now it's the 7C of Kent Corbin running last on the field. Laps winding down here at New Hendry County Speedway now. In the 51 lap, $7,000 to win, Kim Allen Memorial. And your leader, Keith Nosbusch, closing in on the tail end of the pack. He'll look on the inside, the 7C of Ken Corbin. This will give the opportunity to the 17SS of Sean Smith to close in on your leader. Oh! And the 7C of Corbin. 7C of Corbin. Gets in the way of the 101 of Nosbusch. Nosbusch loses two positions as Sean Smith in the 17SS takes over the top spot. So Kent Corbin causing your leader, the 101 of Nosbusch, to lose a couple positions on the racetrack. But your new leader, the 17SS of Sean Smith, Jackie Nosbusch in the 12 in the second position. And the 101 of Jackie Nosbusch. Now Jackie Nosbusch on the inside of the 12. Jackie Nosbusch on the high side. Keith Nosbusch down low. And Keith Nosbusch in the 101 takes over the second position. One of Shane Williams slow on the front stretch now. He goes up in the high side. 12 up Jackie Nosbusch slips up high as the 26. Here comes the 101. Oh, and we got a wreck on the front stretch. 24 up Dennis Williams. And the 7C of Ken Corbin get together, bring out the caution flag. So the drama still unfolding now. Kent Corbin in the 7C. A lap car got the move over flag, and as they came out of turn number 2 and cut off the 101 of Keith Nosbusch. Nosbusch having to get on the binders, open the door for the 17SS of Sean Smith. 17SS of Sean Smith will be your leader. The 101 of Keith Nosbusch in the second spot. 26 up Beatenball, the 12 of Nosbusch, and the 5 of Johnny Collins will be your top 5. So 32 laps complete in the Kim Allen Memorial and plenty of drama on the racetrack. Sean Smith, your leader. Keith Nosbusch in the second spot. Jackie Nosbusch is third. Dylan Wood fourth. And Johnny Collins up to the fifth position. Field shown the one to go sign this time by. 32 laps in the books. Sean Smith with plenty of wins right here at New Hendry County Speedway leads the field to the cone in turn number 4. The green flag waves and we're back underway. Sean Smith leads him out of turn number 2. Keith Nosbusch trying to come around and Jackie Nosbusch off the track, takes it down in the infield, loses plenty of positions. Caution flag on the speedway. So Jackie Nosbusch in the 12 brings out the caution flag. He'll tag the tail end of the field. Sean Smith, Keith Nosbusch, Dylan Wood, Johnny Collins, and Mark Whiten will be your top five. In the sixth spot, the 70 of Choquette. Peacock in the 21. Philip Cobb in the number 95. Jordy Nipper in the 1. Roger Krause is the 32. 26 of Beedenbaugh, the 44 of Tim Powers. Kent Corbin in the 7 seed. Billy Costello in the 00 in the 24 of Dennis Williams. Costello in the 00, the only car a lap down. Firing in turn number 4, the greens black out. We're back underway. So the top 3 cars, no wins for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series this year. And Keith Nosbusch really trying to battle back hard as he got bumped out of that top spot. But Sean Smith looking for his first win in 2008 with the series. Sean Smith looking good as he goes down into turn number 1 on the gas down the backstretch. Keith Nosbusch staying within a car length as they go down into turn number 3. Battle for that fourth position now between the 5W. Caution on the speedway. Dennis Williams in the 24. So the second caution flag being brought out for the 24 of Dennis Williams as he sits stalled over in turn number 2. Gets it fired back up. He'll rejoin the tail end of the field. Sean Smith, Keith Nosbusch, Dylan Wood, Johnny Collins, and Mark Whitener. Whitener and Collins were battling for that fourth position. First and second in the points. Johnny Collins making his way up from the 11th position up into that fourth spot, looking for that third position. Once again, I want to thank all the fans out there listening on RealRacingUSA.com. Don't forget to join us next Saturday night at East Bay Raceway Park as we conclude this 2008 season and crown our champion for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Peel tightening up on the backstretch. Sean Smith takes him down into turn number 3. Flagman with the green flag in hand. At a turn number 4, the green flag waves when we're back underway. And here comes Johnny Collins. Johnny Collins looking on the inside of the 26 of Dylan Wood. Wood sliding up high now. They'll be side by side as they come out of turn number 2. Down the back stretch they go. Whitener looking like he's going to try and make it 3 wide. Decides better of it. Now he gets on the inside of Wood as Johnny Collins takes over the third spot. Battle for that fourth position between the 5W of Whitener, and Whitener takes it over. Dylan Wood back to the fifth spot. Here comes Dylan Wood back on the inside. Here comes the 101 now. The 101 of Keith Nosbusch goes up high, almost trying to make that move. Here he comes back on the high side of the 17SS of Sean Smith. Side by side as they go down in the one. Once again, Nosbusch way up high. Sean Smith holding that position now as they go down into turn number 3. Keith Nosbusch looking on the inside. Oh, almost caution on, almost spun. 17SS of Sean Smith almost spun. Nosbusch has to get out of the gas. Here comes the 5 of Johnny Collins. Johnny Collins now will take over that second position. Keith Nosbusch back to third. Mark Whitener looking for that third spot now as Johnny Collins tries to close in on the 17 of Sean Smith. Got a car spun over in turn number 1. So, Billy Costello will get the black flag. Third spin for him. Third caution flag for Billy Costello. That'll end his night. But we got it heating up on the front as the 5 of Johnny Collins coming from that 11th position moves into the second spot behind the 17 of Sean Smith. 101 of And we'll go back to the last counted laps of the 101 of Nosbusch now. We'll move back up into the second position. Johnny Collins will be third, Whitener fourth, and Dylan Wood, your fifth place car. So with the exit of Billy Costello, all the cars will be on the lead lap. Sean Smith is your leader. Keith Nosbusch in second. Johnny Collins third, Whitener fourth, Dylan Wood fifth. Then it's Jeff Choquette, Philip Cobb, Josh Peacock, Jordy Nipper, Adam Beedenbaugh, Roger Krause as the green flag comes back out, and we're back underway right here at New Hendry County Speedway. Once again, Nosbusch trying that high line like a shotgun out of turn number 2. Looks for that lead as they go down into 3. Keith Nosbusch moves back up into the front, slingshot move out of turn number 2, takes over the top spot from the 17SS of Sean Smith. Johnny Collins in that third spot. Now Philip Cobb way up high in the marbles. Gathers it back up. Keeps it pointed in the right direction. So Keith Nosbusch back out front. Sean Smith in second, Johnny Collins third, but here comes Whitener now. Magic man Mark Whitener moves underneath the five of Collins, takes over that third position. Dylan Wood in the 26, right there in the mix. Jeff Choquette in that sixth spot. Josh Peacock feeling the heat from the 95 up Philip Cobb for his position. Dylan Wood gets underneath the five of Collins. Now Collins starting to fade back in the field, back into that fifth spot. Up front, it's still the 101 of Keith Nosbitt, the 17SS of Sean Smith. Sean Smith right on his back bumper now as they head down the backstretch. Sean Smith within a quarter car length as they go down into turn number three. They'll come out of turn number four. They'll get 10 laps left to go. 10 laps left to go in this Kim Allen Memorial. Top two cars battling for that $7,000 prize money as Mark Whitener now up into the third position. Here comes Sean Smith. Sean Smith takes it on the inside. A little bit of contact over in turn number three. Nosbitt able to battle back, and he'll hold on that top spot. Sean Smith making a bid for that top position. Sean Smith really wheeling that number 17 SS car. Loses a little bit of ground to the 101 of Nosbitt, but he'll close back in as they come out of turn number four. Johnny Collins in fades back to the fifth spot, but it's Mark Whitener in the 5W in that third position. Now top three cars starting to tighten up as they go down the backstretch. Dylan Wood in a distant fourth position. Johnny Collins looks like he's going to lose that fifth spot. 70 of Jeff Choquette trying to work on the inside. Also, oh, and we got contact. Contact with Josh Peacock and a 95 of Philip Cobb. 95 of Philip Cobb brings out the caution flag. So the 95 of Philip Cobb takes his car to the pits. Keith Nosbitt is your leader. Sean Smith in second. Mark Whitener is third. Dylan Wood fourth. Johnny Collins, your fifth place car, as they get ready to come back to the green. Here they come. Green flags back out. They're back underway. It'll be Keith Nosbitt leading the way down into turn number one. Adam Biedenbaugh getting off track. Fires it back up. Keeps it pointed in the right direction. Green flag stays out. Coming to the stripe. Here they come. Five laps left to go. Five laps left to go for the 101 of Nosbitt. Now it's Whitener. Whitener looking on the inside of Sean Smith. Contact as they go down into one. Sean Smith able to hold the position now as they go out of turn number two down the backstretch. 70 of Jeff Choquette moves on the inside of the five of Johnny Collins. Collins moves back to the sixth spot. Choquette up to that fifth position. Here comes Josh Peacock. Josh Peacock trying to close in on the five of Collins. So this will be five to go when they cross the stripe. Five laps left to go, and it's all Keith Nosbitt right now as he starts to pull away from the second place car of Sean Smith. Keith Nosbitt is your leader. Sean Smith in second. Mark Whitener trying to close in for that second spot with Dylan Wood in fourth. Jeff Choquette with his best run in the dirt car in a long time up to the fifth spot. Johnny Collins back to sixth. Josh Peacock in seventh. Double sticks. Two laps left to go for Keith Nosbitt. Two laps left to go. $7,000 on the line. He'll come out of turn number four. White flag comes out for the catfish, Keith Nosbitt. He heads down the backstretch, encountering a little bit of lap traffic. Now, remember that lap traffic almost cost him this race. But here he comes out of turn number four. Your feature event winner, Keith Nosbitt. Sean Smith in second. Mark Whitener holds off Dylan Wood for that third position. And your fifth place car will be the 70 of Jeff Choquette, Johnny Collins, Josh Peacock, Jordy Nipper, Ken Corbin, and Roger Krause as we'll head down to the winner's circle and talk to our winners.
Bombers, you should be in the staging area. All bomber cars, you should be in the staging area. Let's go, bomber cars.
All right, our winners having a little conversation down here. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for tonight's Kim Allen Memorial winner, Keith Nosbitt. Keith, what a wild ride out there tonight. You got into lap traffic. He didn't get out of your way. Looked like you lost a position, but, man, you had a shotgun move coming out of turn number two, and that car was just flying.
We was pretty good when I was out front, and I got behind that one lap car, and he kept squeezing me down. I ended up hitting the tire on the back straightaway and about stalled the motor, and Sean and my brother went by me, and I'm thinking, son of a gun, I'm going to give this thing away. So I tried it on the outside there for a couple of times. I got a couple of good runs. It was just so damn rough. I mean, it would about beat your kidneys out. But, hey, I'm just glad we got this one in the books.
Now, Keith, your first win, you've been running all year with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. How sweet is this one?
I felt bad that I haven't won anything this year because all the tracks we went to has been new ones for us except for East Bay, and we struggled at East Bay last time we was there, but we changed some stuff up on the car, and I think we got a lot better. So I think we'll be good for next week. Let's hope we finish this night out and finish the year out on good on a high note here.
All right, congratulations, Keith. Who's some of the people that help you with this race car?
Well, we got Bubba the Love Sponge helps, brings the sponsors and everything. We got Miller Lite. We got Adams Auto Parts, the UPS store. Ziegler Race Engines give us a great motor tonight. We set fast time with it and won the race. So, I mean, that's a doubleheader for us.
All right, congratulations, all you fans. Make sure you tune in to Bubba the Love Sponge Monday morning. I'm sure he'll have something to let's say. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Catfish, Keith Nosbish. Finishing in second position at 17SS. Let's hear it for Sean Smith. What an awesome run, brother. That track was really rough out there. You got around Keith when he got around that lap car, but you never let off of this thing.
Yeah, that was I caught a lucky break when Keith called that. He had a way better car than I did tonight, and he got in that deal and got running that tire over there. And, man, right, it was like, okay, I caught a little bit of luck, and then right after that, it's like the thing's hung wide, half wide open. I can't get it to return back. I'm running around here trying and just holding the brake, and I was just having to drive it so easy. He was just able to get a run on me the outside, but he had a way better car than I did tonight. And, hey, I'm just glad to come out of here in second. I was I hit at the beginning of that race. I think I got hit or hit about six or seven race cars, and I'm just glad to get out of here in one piece tonight.
Well, the 2008 season winding down here for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. You've had a pretty good run this year.
Yeah, we've had some unfortunate bad luck that's got us behind in this points deal. We're still right there. I think we're third still. But, you know, we got East Bay next week. You never know what might happen there. We got one more shot. I mean, we want to win a race in this deal pretty bad. And, you know, we've been running pretty good at East Bay. Now we got a choice to make whether we want to run our crate motor next week or run our sportsman motor. So we'll see.
All right, Sean, who's some of the sponsors with this race car?
The main one is Setma Fire Sprinklers. They're the main ones that helped me. I wouldn't be able to make it to the racetrack if it wasn't for my cousin Tommy and my uncle, or my cousin Taylor and my uncle Tommy. You know, they're the backbone of this deal. You know, my cousin Taylor, he's my crew chief. He's only 16, but, you know, he's learning real quick.
All right, congratulations, brother. Moving on to East Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Showtime, Sean Smith. And finishing in the third position in the 5W, let's hear it for the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Mark, rough race out there. You dropped back a few positions, but you made them back up. Finished in the top three. Has to be a special night tonight.
Yeah, this place, to come out of this place with a race car, you're doing good.
Now, who's some of the sponsors with this race car?
I got United Land Clear and Terry Rye. He spends all the money. He makes all the calls. He's good on these race cars. So, and Jayco Drywall, Corey Racing Engines, Doughboy Signs, and I don't know who else. Terry's brother, Randall Rye, he works on it all week. I just thanks to everybody.
All right, congratulations, brother. Made up a few points here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. From Ken Kenny and the staff and crew of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, I'm Rick Angies. Want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. Don't forget, next week, East Bay Raceway Park. Good night now.